This Being Boss episode is brought to you by 2020, where creative entrepreneurs get authentic real-world stock photos. If you're looking to tell a true story about yourself or your brand, to deliver an honest message to your audience, the photos you use will matter. 2020 has crowdsourced millions of photos from a community of over 350,000 photographers, all available under a simple royalty-free license. Today, they're offering listeners of Being Boss a 5-photo free trial. To start yours right now, go to 2020.com/beingboss. That's the word 20, then 20.com/beingboss to get 5 free photos.
Hey bosses, today's minisode is a question we got live at the Printers Row Lit Fest in Chicago.
Hi ladies.
Hi.
I'm Patrick. I'm a huge fan of your guys's. I wanted to ask a question about your subsidiary podcast that you have. You have Being Boss, you have a book now, but you also have this new growing podcast. What is the future of that? And do you see yourself making any more podcasts and just growing that branch of your brand?
Well, what do you see, Patrick? Tell us what we should do.
I'm curious. I mean, I want to follow Emily's journey with her kind of new business. I'd also love the idea of Kathleen's. Are you going to start a new business? Like,
We were just talking about publishing another podcast to our feed. Okay, so here's what we've got. We've got Being Boss, and we always imagine creating a multimedia conglomerate was the word that we used.
Of course.
And we thought, what would it look like to create a podcast network? And then realizing, oh, the backbone of that is sponsorships and advertising, and we love working with a handful of sponsors that we've really partnered and collaborated with. But beyond that, we don't want to get in the advertising game. Like, we don't want to create content just to get advertisers, just to get dollars. Does that make sense? Again, running it through our values, but we love the expression, and that takes time and money and resources. So we've got the Being Boss main podcast, and we were like, let's create these mini-sodes. We just recently broke those out into their own feed. So it doesn't feel that much different, but it is kind of a breakout. But the big breakout was definitely with making a business.
Right, with making a business. And the idea was to several fold, one of which being, let's see what it would be like to produce another podcast. Maybe Being Boss does become a podcast network. And it was much easier for us to do another podcast ourselves than to try to pull someone else in to do a podcast that we're going to do. Also, the iTunes, like, game has changed a lot since we initially launched our podcast. We were wanting to test those waters. We rarely make a decision without going at it with multiple goals and intentions. But a large part of it, too, was Kathleen and I find pretty often, especially these days, that we've very far removed ourselves through the hustle from the bulk of the people that we're actually talking to. So a lot of our listeners are 1, 2, 3, 5 years into business, whereas we're 10 years into business. It's quite a different mindset. I recently launched a new business. I've officially stopped doing websites. We also found that as I was pulling away from my websites and going more into Being Boss, the conversation that I was bringing to Being Boss and the perspective that I was bringing to the podcast was so meta. I'm on a podcast talking about the business of running the podcast. Not the most interesting conversation topics. And I don't think anyone else is really noticing it, but Kathleen and I were feeling it. Like, I needed to be creative in another place in order to bring a fresh and good perspective to what it is that we were building at Being Boss. So in some ways, it was kind of my responsibility, at least I felt, to like, do something else. Put my energy and the expertise that I've been building over the past decade into an endeavor that I would find super fulfilling. I've always wanted to do another product business. I got into online business doing product, and I always sort of felt myself going back to that space one day. So I started Almanac, and with no intention of doing a podcast around it at all. But that first month or two of business was grueling. And the most grueling part of it was the mindset stuff, like all the fraudy feelings, wondering if this was really what I needed to be doing, all of these things. I found myself back in square one in a way that I did not actually really anticipate. And I told Kathleen, I was like, we need to share this. The fact that I'm feeling this way and, you know, the steps that I'm taking, all of these things are the kinds of things that people who are listening to this podcast, this podcast need to be hearing in real time, because we're still sharing stories that of an experience that we had 10 years ago. So let's like bring it back up. So the idea was to do Making a Business, test out like what it's like to launch another podcast, to try to build a quote unquote podcast network. But also to share this experience with people who needed and wanted to hear it. We talk a lot about the service industry and being boss, because that's what we've been in for the past several years. And even though we definitely see that the things that we're saying can just as easily apply to the product business, Making a Business was a really fun way for us to create something that was really directly for people who were running product businesses.
This minisode was brought to you by 2020. Check them out at 2020.com/beingboss. That's T-W-E-N-T-Y 20 as in the number .com/beingboss.
Did you like this minisode? Be sure to check us out on our website at beingboss.club. There you can find more from Being Boss, including our full episodes, minisodes, and blog posts. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our mailing list so that you can get access to behind the scenes and exclusive content from Kathleen and myself to help you be more boss in your work and life. Do the work. Be boss.